Welcome to worship today. It's wonderful to meet in this way, and I hope that it's a good time for us together. I'm recording this on the 4th of April 2020 with the sound of beautiful Darwin rain in the background. Come, wherever you are, come enjoy the faithfulness of God as we worship together in the name of Jesus. Come, imagine Jesus riding on a donkey and entering Jerusalem to sounds of praise and worship. Come, we are here together in spirit. Our first song today will be Shine, Jesus, Shine. And if you wanted, you might stop the or pause the recording and find a copy on YouTube and listen. We have two readings for the day. Our first reading is from Psalm. It's part of a lament in this particular psalm, Psalm 31, verses 9 to 16. King David says, "Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbours. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. For I hear the slander of many and there is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on this, your servant. Save me in your unfailing love." And the gospel reading today is from Matthew chapter 21, because today is Palm Sunday, and it's Matthew's account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, followed by Jesus clearing the temple and healing the lame and the blind. Matthew 21, verses 1 to 17. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, whilst others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. And then Jesus left them and went out to the city of Bethany, where he spent the night. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second song that you may want to listen to at this time is the old hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, these are difficult times. These are times when we need to feel you close. These are times when we need to see you and see your truth and hear you and hear your word. Please be with us today. Amen. There are times during these days that I feel awash with fatigue, a deep tiredness, and I experience an overwhelm of confused emotions that leave me tearing up. I was really hoping that by now the new normal would have kicked my practical, commonsensical side into gear and that I'd be firing on all cylinders again. But no. This complete change to everything we have taken for granted is real. We are all under stress as we read the daily news and change our daily habits to work together to cope with this pandemic. Week 3, and who knows how much longer the world will be in fear and lockdown. Into this reality, we have Matthew's Gospel account for Palm Sunday. We read about Jesus riding triumphantly into Jerusalem. He is greeted with cheers, with a way made for him lined with coats and branches. It was something to behold, a spectacle, and the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" This is Jesus. This event marks a highlight in Jesus' ministry when the peoples of Jerusalem recognize his uniqueness, his new and special ministry, his different approach to life. It's a highlight because, as Matthew records, it fulfills the prophecy that the Messiah would come gently, riding on a donkey. It's a sign that this man, that they called the prophet from Nazareth, indeed was the long-awaited Saviour. And the people recognize this and praise him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." We celebrate this today with churches around the world as we begin Holy Week in 2020, and we remember the death and resurrection of our Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And blessed are you who live now in the name of Jesus. But the gospel reading for this year's Palm Sunday doesn't stop there. It continues from verse 12 to verse 17. Matthew includes the well-known story of Jesus clearing and cleansing the temple after his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Jesus confronts the business owners and the money changers and overturns their tables. He declares the temple a holy place, a place of prayer and worship. Because Jesus' values are not the world's values. In Jesus' kingdom, there is a different way of life, a life of faith in God, of compassion and justice to one another. It's a way of care and of kindness. And we see this as Jesus goes on to heal the blind and the lame, so that even the children recognize his goodness and his uniqueness. So in the reading, we have this contrast of the popular Jesus of Palm Sunday, still continuing the ministry he is called to share with the world, and in so doing, making himself unpopular with the authorities. We have a picture of a faithful Jesus, faithful to God and to his call in the world, in that place, at that time. There is no doubt in my mind that we are called to be faithful right now. we are called to hang in there, to trust God in new ways, and to look for God's presence in this. Even for those who don't believe in Jesus, they are also being called to trust in something in order to keep going, for these are challenging times. What we all need right now is faithfulness, ongoing faithfulness. This is not a time for easy answers or easy explanations about why God allowed this to happen. It's not the time for absolutes and declarations of miraculous cures. But this is a time for faithful waiting. It is a time for lamenting with the psalmists, where we cry out to God, "Why is this happening?" And we join with many faithful people over the ages when we don't get a clear answer. This is a time of raw soreness. It's a time of tearfulness. It's a time when we draw on the anxious sorrow of those saints who have gone before us, who also did not have answers. It is a time where it feels like we are the blind man tapping in the dark. And that is okay. It is okay for us to be blind at the moment and to cry out to God in lament. This year there is something very comforting about Matthew's account of Palm Sunday. The mountaintop experience of the triumphal entry to Jerusalem is followed by the very real and political actions of Jesus as he clears the temple. Jesus doesn't live on the praises. He doesn't avoid or deny the challenges to his life's work. Jesus still goes on and clears the temple. He confronts people and he continues to live out his kingdom values by healing and caring for those who need him to. Increasingly, we are reading and hearing that the world will never be the same again, and I believe this is true. There will be studies and reports on this catastrophic event for years to come. How were we so unprepared? What did we focus our time, energy, and money on that left us so vulnerable to this virus? This is a time that ushers a new opportunity for evaluation and consideration. Perhaps it is a time for us as Christians to once again live a faith revolution according to the values of Jesus as he upset the money tables and he healed those who needed it. We need to question the illusion of the security of the wealthy, of the indifference to the suffering of many, of our world's love of profit to the detriment of relationships and the planet. This is our opportunity to once again value kindness and cooperation, to value equality and the pursuit of a common life that protects the most vulnerable. It's the opportunity offered to us long ago and offered most urgently to us today, to choose love over fear, faith over faithlessness, people and planet over profit. This could be what theologian Jane Barta calls a revolution by faith. As Christians, we often want to stay on the mountaintops or the praises of the Palm Sunday entrance. But Jesus shows us here that his values of love, compassion, prayer, and worship are just as much a reality of our faith. As we enter Holy Week in isolation from one another, we are presented with a unique opportunity in 2020 to really enter into our own wilderness and to meet God there. It reminds me of the desert fathers and mothers who withdrew from the busyness of ordinary life to find God in the wilderness. Like never before, we can enter into this wilderness, find God, and listen to God as we stay alone in our houses. As we experience Good Friday, physically alone, and celebrate Easter Sunday. Alone and not in our usual communities, I want to encourage you with the words of Henry Nguyen about the resurrection. He says this: "The resurrection of Jesus does not solve our problems about dying and death. It is not the happy ending to our life's struggle, nor is it the big surprise that God has kept in store for us. No, the resurrection is the expression of God's faithfulness to Jesus and to all God's children. The resurrection is God's way of revealing to us that nothing that belongs to God ever goes to waste or gets lost, not even our mortal bodies. The resurrection does not answer any of our curious questions about life after death, such as how will it be, how will it look? But it does reveal to us that indeed love is stronger than death." So this Holy Week, let us take one day at a time in faith. Let us take it as it comes, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love and faithfulness of God, not even death. Let us look for how we can show love, goodness, and kindness to those who need it at this time. Holy Week 2020 is our opportunity to be faithful. It is our opportunity to think about what needs to be cleared from the world right now, so that we can more honestly and confidently live out the values of Jesus. It is our opportunity to lament and not have all the answers theologically. This is our opportunity to know that perfect love casts out all fear. So blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. And blessed are you, brothers and sisters in Christ, who live now in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. If you'd like to pause before our prayer, the song I've thought of is "Have Faith in God." Have faith in God. Never let go of the hope He is placed in your hearts. Let us pray together. God of all goodness, we need you more now than ever. Give us the strength to be faithful and the deep knowledge that nothing can separate us from your love. In the quiet that follows, imagine you are there watching Jesus ride into Jerusalem triumphantly. You are there laying your coat and palm branches on the ground before him. You are there hearing the crowds shout their praises, "Hosanna!" What would you praise Jesus for today? Now imagine what it looks like, sounds like, and smells like as the tables are turned on the business owners and money lenders in the temple. Imagine being there. What do you want to say to Jesus? What questions do you have for him? Ask him what you need to clear from your world at this time. Finally, think about your own needs and the needs of your loved ones at this time. What do you all need healing for? Ask God for God's kindness and compassion to be shown in your life. God, hear our prayers. We come to you quietly, gently. We come to the King riding on the donkey. We come to our Saviour. We come to our source of hope. We come to the one who is faithful to us in love. Hear our prayers. Strengthen our faith. Comfort our spirits. In the name of Christ. Amen. The final song I recommend is the song The Creed, the statement of our Christian faith. I believe in God the Father. I believe in the Holy Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God, three in one. Friends and family in Christ, those whom I love at Living Water, go out into the world this week with a heart full of faith. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you.